بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد The 11th chapter The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه to lead the people in prayer. Imam al-Bukhari, he narrates in his Sahih, Hadith number 664. حدثنا عمر بن حفص بن غياث قال حدثني أبي قال حدثنا الأعمش عن إبراهيم قال الأسود قال كنا عند عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها فذكرنا المواظبة على الصلاة والتعظيم لها فقالت لما مرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مرضه الذي مات فيه فحضرت الصلاة فأذن فقال مر أبا بكر فليسلي بالناس فقيل له إن أبا بكر رجل أسيف إذا قام في مقامك لم يستطع أن يسلي بالناس وأعاد فأعاد له فأعاد الثالثة فقال إن كنا سواحب يوسف مر أبا بكر فليسلي بالناس فخرج أبا بكر فصلى فوجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من نفسه خفة فخرج يهادى بين رجلين كأني أنظر رجليه تخطان من وجع فأراد أبو بكر أن يتأخر فأومأ إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن مكانك ثم أتي به حتى جلس إلى جنبه قيل للأعمش وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي وأبو بكر يصلي بصلاته والناس يصلون بصلاة أبي بكر فقال برأسه نعم. Imam Bukhari narrated his Sahih saying that Umar bin Hafs bin Ghiyath narrated to us saying it was narrated to me by my father that A'mash narrated to us from Ibrahim from Al-Aswad who said we were with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha discussing the regularity of offering the prayer and dignifying it. And she said when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell ill with a fatal illness and when the time for the prayer came due the adhan was pronounced. He said tell the Abu Bakr to lead the people in prayer. He was told that Abu Bakr was a soft-hearted man and would not be able to lead the prayer in his place. The Prophet ﷺ gave the same order again but was given the same reply. He gave the order for the third time and said, You women are the companions of Yusuf. Tell Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. So Abu Bakr came out to lead the prayer. In the meantime, the condition of the Messenger ﷺ improved a bit and he came out with the help of two men, one on each side, as if I was observing his legs dragging on the ground owing to the illness. Abu Bakr wanted to retreat, but the Prophet ﷺ beckoned him to remain at his place, and the Prophet ﷺ was brought till he sat beside Abu Bakr. Al-A'mash was asked, was the Prophet ﷺ praying and Abu Bakr following him, and were the people following Abu Bakr in that prayer? Al-A'mash replied in the affirmative with a nod of his head. Shaykh al-Iyani, after mentioning the hadith, says that the word asif used means someone who is raqiq al-qalb, someone who has a soft heart, sari' al-buka, one who cries easily, and also kathir al-khashyah, one who has a great amount of khashyah, awe. And this was mentioned by in al-Mufhim. Also, in regards to the term sawahib Yusuf, he says this is a plural of the word sahibah. And Hafiz ibn Hajar mentions Fath al-Bari, volume 2, page 199, that the intent here is that to give the example of the sawahib of Yusuf in terms of making apparent opposition in regards to that which is internal. And the word here is in plural form, even though it's referring to a singular one person, which is Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the term sawahib here was also used in the plural form, even though it's intended to Zawja, the wife of Al-Aziz, at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. And the angle of resemblance between Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and the wife of Aziz is that the wife of Aziz invited the women to come over to the house and she showed them good hospitality in order to give or in order to obtain that which is beyond something that which is additional and beyond that which is that so they may look at Yusuf alayhi salam and then and also to see his good looks and how she's in love with him. And Aisha radiallahu anha, when she intended by this statement of not having Abu Bakr to be the father, she mentioned that being imam, she mentioned that Abu Bakr was one who, if he recited, people will not be able, if he led the salah, people will not be able to hear him due to his a large amount of crying. And her intent was something beyond that, which is that she feared that an evil omen would occur if someone would take his place, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the imam. And Shaykh then mentions a similar statement from Al-Qurtubi al-Mufhim, volume 2, page 51. And then he quotes, Shaykh Riyani brings another hadith from Imam Bukhari in Sahih, hadith number 713. حدثنا قتيبة بن سعيد قال حدثنا أبو معاوية عن الأعمش عن إبراهيم عن الأسود عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت لما ثقل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء بلال يؤذنه بالصلاة فقال مر أبا بكر أن يصلي بالناس فقلت يا رسول الله إن أبا بكر رجل أسيف وإنه متى ما يقوم مقامك لا يسمع الناس فلو أمرت عمر فقال مر أبا بكر يصلي بالناس فقلت لحفصة قولي له إن أبا بكر رجل أسيف وإنه متى يقوم مقامك لا يسمع الناس فلو أمرت عمر فقال إن كنا لأنتن صواحب يوسف إن كنا لأنتن صواحب يوسف مر أبا بكر أن يصلي بالناس فلما دخل في صلاة وجد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في نفسه خفة فقام يهادي بين رجلين ورجلاه يخطان في الأرض حتى دخل المسجد فلما سمع أبو بكر حسه ذهب أبو بكر يتأخر فأومأ إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاء رسول الله حتى جلس عن يسار أبو بكر فكان أبو بكر يصلي قائما وكان رسول الله يصلي قاعدا يقتدي أبو بكر بصلاة رسول الله والناس مقتدون بصلاة أبو بكر. Imam Bukhari narrates in his Sahih saying that Qutaybah bin Sa'id narrated to us from who said that Abu Muawiyah narrated to us from A'mash, from Ibrahim, from Aswad, from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who said, when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sickness became severe, Bilal came to him for the prayer. And he said, tell Abu Bakr to lead the people in the prayer. I said, O Allah's Messenger, Abu Bakr is a soft-hearted man. And if he stands in your prayer, he will not be able to make the people hear him. Will you order Umar to lead the prayer? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell Abu Bakr to lead the people in prayer. Then I said to Hafsa, tell him, Abu Bakr is a soft-hearted man. And if he stands in his place, he will not be able to make the people hear him. Would you order Umar to lead the prayer? Hafsa did so, and the Prophet said, really, you are the companions of Yusuf. Tell Abu Bakr to lead the people in the prayer. So Abu Bakr stood for the prayer. In the meantime, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt better and came out with the help of two persons, and both of his legs were dragging on the ground till he entered the mosque or the masjid. When Abu Bakr heard him coming, he tried to retreat, but Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beckoned him to carry on. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on his left side. Abu Bakr was praying while standing, and Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading the prayer while sitting. Abu Bakr was following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the people were following Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And likewise, Imam Shaykh al-Riyani quotes the hadith found in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 418, where he says, حَدَّثَنَا أَحْمَدْ بِنْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِنْ يُونَسْ حَدَّثَنَا زَائِدَةَ حَدَّثَنَا مُوسَى بِنْ أَبِي عَائِشَ أَنْ عُبَيْدَ اللَّهِ بِنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ قال دخلت على عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها فقلت لها ألا تحدثيني عن مرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت بلى ثقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أصل الناس وقلنا لا وهم ينتظرونك يا رسول الله قال ضعوا لي ماء في المخطب فعفعنا فاغتسل ثم ذهب لينوء فأغمي عليه ثم أفاق فقال أصل الناس وقلنا لا وهم ينتظرونك يا رسول الله فقال ضعوا لي ماء في المخضب ففعلنا فاغتسل ثم ذهب لينوء فأغمي عليه ثم أفاق فقال أصل الناس قلنا لا وهم ينتظرونك يا رسول الله فقال ضعوا لي ماء في المخضب ففعلنا فاغتسل ثم ذهب لينوء فأغمي عليه ثم أفاق فقال أصل الناس فقلنا لا وهم ينتظرونك يا رسول الله قالت والناس عكوفا في المسجد ينتظرون رسول الله لصلاة العشاء الآخرة قالت فأرسل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أبي بكر يصلي بالناس فأتاه رسول فقال إن رسول الله يأمرك أن تصلي بالناس فقال أبي بكر وكان رجلا رقيقا يا عمر صل بالناس فقال عمر أنت أحق بذلك قال فصلى بهم أبو بكر تلك الأيام ثم إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجد في نفسه خفة فخرج بين رجلين أحدهما العباس لصلاة الظهر وأبو بكر يصلي بالناس فلما راه أبو بكر ذهب ليتأخر فأومأ إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن لا يتأخر وقال له ما أجلساني إلى جنبه فأجلساه إلى جنب أبي بكر وكان أبو بكر يصلي وهم قائم بصلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس يصلون بصلاة أبي بكر والنبي قاعد. Imam Muslim, he narrates in his Sahih saying that Ahmed bin Abdullah bin Yunus narrated to us, who said that Az-Za'idah narrated to us from Musa bin Abi Aisha from Ubaidullah bin Abdullah, who said, I entered upon Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and I said, would you narrate to me the sickness or the illness of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said, of course. And I see, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sickness became severe. So he said to the people, did the people pray? And we said no. And we said that the people are waiting for you, O Messenger of Allah. So he said, pour for me some water in a bathtub. So we did this, and he made ghusl. Then he went out with difficulty, and then he was overcome and he fainted. Then when he regained his senses, he said, have the people prayed? We said no, and they are waiting for you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, pour for me some water in a bathtub. So we did this, and he performed ghusl. Then he went out with some difficulty and he fainted. So then when he gave him his senses again, he said, have the people prayed? And we said no. And so we said, they are waiting for you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, pour for me some water in the bathtub. So we did this, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed ghusl, and then he walked out with some difficulty, and then he arose, he fainted. Then he, when he regained his senses, he said, have the people prayed? And we said no, and they're waiting for you, O Messenger of Allah. And Aisha said, and the people are waiting for you in the masjid, O Messenger of Allah, to pray the Isha prayer. So he said, Aisha then said that Rasulullah sent a messenger to Abu Bakr to order him to lead the people in prayer. So when the messenger came to Abu Bakr and said, oh, verily the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders you to lead the people in prayer. Abu Bakr said, and he was a man who was soft-hearted, oh Umar, go and lead the people in prayer. So Umar said, you are more deserving of that. So Aisha said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu led the people in prayer those days. And then the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found himself some improvement. So he came out with the assistance of two men, one of them being Al-Abbas during the Salat al-Dhuhr. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was leading the people in the prayer. So when Abu Bakr saw the Messenger coming, he retreated. And Rasulullah gave him a signal to remain. So then he told the two men, place me next to his side. So Rasulullah was placed next to him, next to Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr was praying and he was standing. And the Prophet, Abu Bakr was praying, standing. And the people the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the people were following the prayer of the Prophet of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Prophet was sitting. So Abu Bakr was praying and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading him, and Abu Bakr was standing, and the people were praying behind the prayer of Abu Bakr, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting. Sheikh Riyani then mentions some of the benefits taken from this hadith, benefits, lessons and morals. Imam Nawawi mentioned in Sharh Muslim a number of benefits from the hadith. The first of them is the hadith shows us the virtue and excellence of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his precedence over all the companions. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Number two, it shows also a notification as regards to who has more right to the Khilafah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after him, which is Abu Bakr, and he has more right than anyone else. Number three, that if the Imam he has an excuse not to attend the congregational prayer, then he should appoint someone to take his place and lead the people, and he should appoint the one who is the best of them to lead. The fourth benefit, it also shows the excellence and virtue of Umar after Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not turn for anyone to lead the prayer after him except for Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Fifth benefit, we also learn that if someone who is virtuous is offered a status or position by one who is more virtuous than him, then he should not accept it. Rather, he should give it to the one who is more virtuous than him. If there is no preventative for that. Number six, that from this we learn the permissibility of praising someone in their face as long as there is safety from having amazement and fitna, due to the statement of Umar to Abu Bakr, "Anta ahaqqu bidhalik," you are more deserving of that. As Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned to Umar that he should lead the prayer, then he only said this due to the excuse mentioned that he's a person who has a soft heart and often sad and cries, and he cannot control his eyes from tearing up. And so that was a statement which is interpreted to mean that is out of his, some have interpreted this to mean that this is out of his humility. And what is mentioned as the first statement is more correct. It means that due to the excuse that he had. Point number seven is also in this hadith's permissibility of reviewing and arguing an issue with the Wali al-Amr means the with the ruler, in regard by way of offering consultation and advice, in terms of that which is of benefit. And this is this type of muraja'a, right, this type of review and argument, it should be in a form that is very kind and lenient. Number seven, that will earn the benefit of observing the prayer and preserving it in jama'ah and the great dignity and greatness of this affair. The ninth benefit, we also learn from this hadith the permissibility of the ma'moon standing next to the imam due to a need like the tightness of space or the limited space. Tenth benefit, we learn the permissibility here of the one who's being led in prayer to raise the voice of the takbir, right, in order to pass on the takbir of the imam if the people cannot hear the imam. 11th benefit, we also learn from this permissibility of praying standing behind an imam who's sitting. 12th benefit, we also see that there's no harm in crying in prayer if it's out of the awe of Allah and the fear of Allah, as long as it is without any type of unnecessary or unnecessary burden. 13th benefit, the recommendation to perform ghusl when someone faints, because it provides energy and enthusiasm, and it also removes the heat and the hotness felt by the one who fainted. Point number 14, they also see the permissibility for the prophets to faint. Imam Nawawi mentioned Sharh Muslim, because this is a type of sickness, and a sickness is permissible to occur from a prophet. Unlike insanity or madness, faint is not permissible for that to occur, because that will imply a deficiency, which is not befitting to be attributed to a prophet. Also, we see, Imam Nawawi says, the wisdom of the of having sicknesses and to occur to the prophets, and also calamities of dunya, and this is in order to increase their reward, and also to make the people realize that they should not worship the prophets and messengers due to what they might have seen from them or what they receive from them of miracles and clear signs. So due to their trials and tribulations, the people realize that they are humans and they do not worship them due to what they bring forth of the miracles and the clear verses. And he says, Wallahu A'lam. And then Shaykh Riyad brings the 12th chapter. Why did Aisha radiallahu anha argue in this matter? Imam al-Bukhari, he narrates in his Sahih Hadith number 4445, أخبرني عبيد الله أن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت لقد راجعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك وما حملني على كثرة مراجعته إلا أنه لم يقع في قلبي أن يحب الناس بعده رجل قام مقامه أبدا ولا كنت أرى أنه لن يقوم أحد مقامه إلا تشاءم الناس به فأردت أن يعدل ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على بكر. And also Muslim narrates the similar hadith, hadith number 418. Ubaidullah says, Aisha radiallahu anha said, I argued with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeatedly about this matter, about Abu Bakr leading the prayer, and what made me argue so much was that it never occurred to my mind that after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people would ever love a man who had taken his place, i.e. in prayer. And I felt that anybody standing in his place would be considered a bad omen to the people. So I want Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give the idea of choosing Abu Bakr as the Imam. Wallahu A'lam.